I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
You're listening to I've Just Made a Podcast Up on the Spot. Here is Chris. Hello, Chris. Can you answer me a question? What is your favourite nuclear weapon used by in the Iraq War? No, it's not that. It's small screen 90s advent calendar of fun.
You know, when listen to comedians, like, and they deconstruct something, they don't do it in such a brutal fashion of pulling it apart. Well, that's all you do. That is literally all you do. And I am surprised that you didn't go way over the top of it.
The Comedians Christmas Party, I did ask Nigel Simmons if he could hypnotise you. So every time I squeaked a dog toy, you'd go, well, hey. But I think maybe that is wrong because maybe it might not wear off and you might keep doing it afterwards. And I'm a bit worried.
I think it's against the law. And you know, he has to hypnotise me, so I have to agree to it. Can't just like, he's not a fucking wizard. Like, he can't just put magical powers as I walk past.
He could do it without you knowing.
No, you can't. But saying that, he did buy me a McDonald's last night.
In November, he bought you a McDonald's.
In November. It was amazing. I had the McCrispy.
You can still remember it. I hope they still do the McCrispy in December. Right. What the reason is... Oh, we haven't even started the... Is this going to be the beginning? You haven't even done your thing yet.
No, but I thought you were doing it as a kind of a...
Oh, okay. No. You still have to do yours.
You're listening to My Favourite Santa, where each week we go through a list of actors who have played Father Christmas and we get to find out why they are your favourite Santa. So I'm joined with Barry Humphreys. How are you?
Hello there. You doing all right?
I'm doing all right. So, Barry, who is your favourite Santa?
My favourite Santa is the Australian Santa. He comes around every year and... sometimes he tries to bum women. I'm not retaking
Merry Christmas,
it.
Everyone.
I'm not Merry retaking Christmas.
Is that a thing? Is that a thing? An Australian Santa who comes round and sometimes he bum a woman. Right, there's no way out of that. Just say what the show is. Just say what the show is.
You're listening to Small Screen 90s Advent Calendar of Fun. Hey!
Oh...
Listeners, the reason we're a bit giddy on this episode four is because the show we watched is not funny. It's not funny at all.
Not at all. And it was painfully long. But once again, like, I watched this at a train station. And if I have a, I think this is it with my life at the moment. And if I have a good gig now, I don't drink as much. So yes. I'll finish with a hot chocolate. Or if it's like a little brunch gig and I've had a lovely afternoon, I have an alcoholic beverage afterwards. And my drink of choice was Hoot. Now, it was just nice to have a nice lemony hooch and watch this.
We haven't seen what it is. And
And I don't know if it was the alcohol in me that made me laugh out loud at certain parts of this on that one hoot, because now I'm an old man. But we watched Noel's Christmas Present.
Finally!
And...
This is a ramshackle episode, isn't it? Sorry.
It is indeed. I love the way that you text me halfway through the week going, can we laugh at this? Pardon me.
Well, at the beginning, there's... Well, to start off with, it's on a train and people are singing, and I swear it was a ghost train because no one seems to interact with Noel that's on the train.
And they're not allowed to look at Noel in the eyes.
They're travelling through and granting... And the first one is six children with dolphins. And I was like, Adam, we can't make fun of this.
I deliberately left those bits out.
What bits?
About the... I weren't going to mention the kids with the dolphins swimming. I thought that was a really lovely thing and a really moving thing. But also, the thing I noticed is Noel Edmonds doesn't seem to show any emotion to anything throughout this.
No, he doesn't seem to... He does care, but he just... I don't know what it is. It's just there's no... empathy with anyone.
For a man who's named after Christmas, the excitement isn't in him, is it? A man whose name is based on the concept of Christmas. Also, if you're ever on a TV show, and bearing in mind we hadn't seen each other for 20 years, and I emigrated to Australia, right? And you're on a TV show with Noel Edmonds or insert celebrity here, and weirdly, they start talking about me to you. They start mentioning my name a lot, going, your friend Adam, it'd be great if you'd see him again. You know at that point he's coming out, didn't you? You know I'm going to be there.
Yes.
Like, there's no two ways. Like, it's like Surprise used to do it again. You haven't seen your mum in 20 years, have you? It's like, no, it's all right. But they know. They must know.
Yeah, but you're waiting for them to say, you haven't seen your parents in ages. No, I haven't. And you're still not going to.
Loner. The other highlight of this as well was there was a magic show and they'd got one audience member up who was the daughter of this old woman and put her in a box. Oh, and I'm going to make her disappear. Oh, she's disappeared. And here's your son. And the woman whose son it was like, that's not my son. Which made me kind of think, what if it wasn't? What if there'd been a terrible mistake?
Yes, he didn't recognise him straight away.
I found that a bit weird. And if you haven't seen someone for 25, 30 years, there's a reason, isn't there? Do you know what I mean? If they've not made the effort, then I'm just saying, maybe there's a reason he emigrated. Maybe he didn't want to be in the country. I'm just throwing it out there. It takes a lot to go all them miles and move away from a parent, Vera.
Thought it was funny when the Father Christmas came down the chimney.
Yeah.
Got to the bottom of the chimney, came out, and the bloke just went, hello, Noel. Like it's the most normal thing in the world that Noel Edmonds would come out of your chimney, dressed as Santa.
I'd be terrified. I think that would probably be the worst. But also, the thing that I keep looking at when I see Noel Edmonds, I just see a Bee Gee tribute. Do you get the kind of Bee Gee vibes every time you see his face? And once again, yeah. No emotion. No emotion. My friend Lewis and friend of the show, Lewis Edwards, had sent a documentary about Noel Edmonds, and it's incredible. We put it out on social media.
Is it Channel 5 one?
I think, yeah. Have you seen it?
Yeah, it's like the story of Alan Partridge, isn't it?
Yeah. It's absolutely incredible. So we put that out on the social media. This is another thing. Like, Christmas Day, for me, is a day of happiness and excitement. Except that one Christmas in Hull. But it's about happiness, excitement and enjoyment. And this show's just, it's not upbeat with its stories. You know what? You can deliver sad news in an upbeat way. Like those kids swimming with dolphins. It was done in such a down, I don't know how to word it, but you know what I mean? It was the way it was delivered and presented. It should be, wow, these kids swim with dolphins. That's great. This might be the last time one of them swims with dolphins.
They didn't say that.
They weren't far off, Chris. They weren't far off.
The the best bit was the fact that how they got to surprise them was they all were wearing Noel Edmonds beards, and the little kid at the beginning just looked like a little Noel Edmonds, the beard on.
I bet Noel Edmonds was a bit shifty around that. Going, who's your mum? I'm not saying anything about Noel Edmonds. I think he's one of the good guys.
Noel Edmonds' jumper was horrendous, one of them that he was wearing. It was awful. I've killed him.
Sorry, that was just like such a weird note. You can tell there weren't much going on this show. Look at that jumper.
I was clutching at his drawers. Also, I think he picked up a phone once and was speaking to someone. He pretended he was talking to Santa, I think it was. And I just put, is he talking to the banker?
Also, yeah, very good. I like that. Christmas present. This is the 90s. Who do you want to see? Who is the most 90s thing ever that Noel Edmonds has a direct line to? Why was there no Blobby?
There was no Blobby.
Like, imagine that. Imagine, like, before it gets announced, you're going to see your long-lost son. Mr. Blobby comes over, knocks everything out. Imagine that. Like, your son walks through the door. You start there, you give him a hug, and then what's that noise? Blobby, Blobby, Blue. And he just comes over, paints you all pink, knocks you over. It would have been a better show.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the middle of the show.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome back. I like the woman at the end. She said, I've got a surprise for you. And she went, it's not gunged, is it? I thought, well, that was quite fun. She thought she was actually going to get gunged.
And being gunged is a nice experience.
The violin man, he makes violins. He's good at woodwork, but he's never been very musical. How does he know that the violins sound all right if he can't play them?
I don't know. You got me there. Yeah, it's quite a good point, isn't it?
Yeah.
How does that sound? All right.
It's a very good achievement. You can make them, but it's like you can't tune them. So if someone has to come in and tune them, obviously.
Yeah.
But they then went again, to NASA. Like, sorry.
Yeah. And that was quite downplayed going to NASA. going to NASA.
Yeah, they went to NASA and they kept playing upbeat music over a montage. Obviously, the woman was being very boring just walking around there. So they had upbeat disco music. I don't know. Rave music at the top. 90s rave music.
90s rave. It was so odd, though. It was almost like another show. What I think had happened is someone had started editing this, gone for a cup of tea, come back. Someone had started editing the show about the planet. And halfway through, they'd accidentally edited two bits together that didn't go properly. It didn't make any sense.
Now, I picked this because I thought, oh, there's sad ones in there. And I thought there's funny ones. They do funny stunts, get the person and go, oh, you've made lots of money for charity. So here's a new broom or something for you sweeping the floor.
Here's a new broom for you. Oh, thank you. This means the world to me.
Not there's a war-torn country that a man has left, and then Noel gives him a picture of his old house. He cries, and then he says, right, now you're going to go back to that place and listen to music from your thing, and then cry again and meet one of your cousins. And then the most depressing thing at the end was the fact that he died 6 months after filming it. And I was like, yes, this is comedy gold, isn't it? Come on, get up on the comedy train. Sickville, here we come. Wasn't what I thought it was. I thought it was Noel's house party. He gave out presents to people.
I'll be honest, this was hard work.
We could have watched
the picture of the house as well.
Well, no, they give him the picture of the house and he starts crying, and Noel's like, no, this is meant to make you happy. It's like, you've just shown him a house that he's not seen in almost 60 years that he's very sad about. And you're like, you should be, well, hey, thank you for this picture of my house that I used to live in.
Maybe he had ridiculous amounts of plumbing problems in that house. So every time he did look at it, just brought him to tears of like the sheer work that he has to do on it.
We didn't need to do this. We'd have done Noel Whitman's Christmas house party. And done a gotcha with Barbara Windsor.
Are we kicking this off the list?
Yeah, it's the first one ever that's like, we're not putting it on the list. I did like it.
I think if I would have watched this before Christmas dinner, it would have been the most depressing thing ever.
I've seen more. I did one for Sky once, and there was this lad that did loads for charity, and they sent him to a WWE wrestling show, and he met all the wrestlers.
That's pretty good.
He didn't find out afterwards that... Oh, no, I'm not... I stopped talking.
Can we just kick it off the list? Shall we just kick it off the list?
No, we have it on the list. Right, this, we want to point out that we're not making... We're making light of Noel Edmonds. We're not making light of the people on it.
No. We are punching Noel Edmonds. We are not punching down.
No.
So, what do you want to give?
There weren't any dwarves on it. All right, that line will be cut out. All right, so...
What do you want to give it?
I'd give it 4.
I think that's fair. So let's
you
log
it
in. Right, I need to go now because I've got an appointment at the chiropodist, so I'll catch you later.
All right.
I said I've got an appointment at the chiropodist. I said I've got to go. Hold on, there's a note here.
Even he can't be asked to turn up now.
Dear Chris Barnes, it deeply saddens that my Christmas dream wasn't made true, a lot like what Noel Edmonds to do. All I wanted to do was sing, but... You never allowed that. I might see you again. I might not. Merry Christmas. You're getting cold. Santa.
Can't believe you called me a git. Oh, no, you're getting cold. All right.
Oh, what an ending.
Are you trying to make this reflect the show that we've watched?
Yes, I was trying to make it reflect the show that I knew had to come in. Upbeat humour.
That's what I do, isn't it? I tear it apart. I take what you've made and I lift it up and say, look at the bottom of it.
He's in the next one, I think. I think he might make an appearance again.
He is. There's only 3 more episodes left, so he has to.
Well, yeah. He has to, because even I can't just end it without referring to why he's made so many appearances. Oh, shall we go and get that last-minute Christmas shopping in?
Yes. Merry Christmas, everyone. I think you can say that now. Now it's the...
Merry Christmas. I think you can. Do you know what?
22nd.
I've got a white Christmas... A white Kit Kat chunky.
Nice. So we'll see you tomorrow, everyone, for day 23. Christmas Eve. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.